Shamalek, his sweetest friend, this year should be a special schuss. Chayav Chavifeg, Bas Michael Vispasi, Absor Shechel Yisrael, Moshe Devashim, Arsal Moshe Mordechai, discussing the Shiloh of Ben Chutz Laretz who comes there to Eretz Yisrael, and his intention is to return to Chutz Laretz, and in Yom Tov Sheni, he decides, after being Noe Kimina Chutz Laretz, who's not allowed to do Malacha when he's in Eretz Yisrael, like Mishnah Berurah Paskins, if his intention is to go back to Chutz Laretz. So he decides in the middle of Yom Tov Sheni, second day of Yom Tov, he decides, hey, I'm going to stay. Is it mutter for him to stop in the middle of the day and do Malacha like a Ben Eretz Yisrael or no? Once he starts the day as a Ben Chutz Laretz, he has to conclude as a Ben Chutz Laretz. So that's a very interesting shaila that's discussed in numerous places that I found, Siyata Dishmaya. And we're going to be basing ourselves on a great tshuva from the Baharis Nosson in the 12th volume, Simon Chav Zayin. And Taka, he asked the shaila at the beginning of Shnat Tov Shin Yud, the end of 1949. So he asked the shaila to the Chazon Ish. So he was zeicha to come to Eretz Yisrael that year, and he decided on the second day he's going to stay. And immediately the Chazon Ish said to him, yeah, you can stop keeping Yom Tov, and you can keep Chol. And the young Rav Nosson was so shocked by the quick answer, just answered right away off the cuff. He forgot to ask why. So he writes a tshuva many years later. This tshuva was written in the year 2000, 1999, right before 2000, where he tries to analyze maybe what the rationale would be. So we begin with the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, that they were only Mekabel Eidus, that it's Rosh Hashanah until Mincha. If Eidim come into Mincha L'mala, you're knowing that day Kodesh and the next day Kodesh. And the reason is, in order, as Rashi says, Erevin Lamed Tes Amid Beis, Rosh Hashanah Lamed Amid Beis, in order that people aren't Mizalzim. In other words, if we allow people to stop keeping Yom Tov when the Eidim don't come until Mincha, in the middle of the day until now, they're keeping Yom Tov. And then the Eidim don't come, Mincha time, we're not accepting them anyway. So come to us that today was Chol, because the Eidim didn't come to say that they saw the new moon. So if that happens, if they do Malach after Yom Tov, then the next year they're going to do Malach the whole day. So yeah, last year we made it Chol, at the end of the day, this year we'll make the whole thing Chol. And then the Eidim might come the next year before Mincha, and then it'll turn out into Rosh Hashanah. So in order they not be Mizalzo, they said to be Noeg also Yom Kodesh. But Lulei Tamzeh, if not for that reason, then we would say, and you can cut it off in the middle of the day. Half the day can be Kodesh until Mincha, and then from Mincha L'mala, you can make it into Chol. So you see that you can split up a day, part Kodesh and part Chol. So in our instance, there's no Chashan Zilzel. This is going to happen again. So you could be Mafsik Yom Tov Bamsa, just like there you were Mafsik Yom Tov. In theory, you could be Mafsik Yom Tov Bamsa. So you also could be Mafsik Yom Tov Bamsa. Stop in the middle. And we don't say that since it was partly Aser, the whole thing is Aser. Whoever would appear, that there's really no Raya from there. Because there, when the Eidim don't come into Mincha L'mayla, it turns out that it was never Kodesh in the first place. It was never Kodesh in the first place. The whole thing was a mistake. It was what we used to call in camp fake out, break out, and today they call it fake news. The whole thing was fake. It was never Yom Tov. The whole thing was a mistake. So Lule, the Tam of Asi Lizalzule, we would say that you could keep part of the day Kodesh and part of the day Chol. When Shem came Benita Nidon, our case, when he was Mekadish, Esmo, Belayla, Asa Kedim, last time, in our case, when he was a Ben Chutz Laretz, when Yom Tov started, he was really a Ben Chutz Laretz. Now that he changed his mind, it's not Shatan the Mafre, it turns out he wasn't a Ben Chutz Laretz. Shatan from here on in, he's not a Ben Chutz Laretz. So who says in a case where it really was Yom Tov, you can turn it into Chol? Can't stop Yom Tov in the middle of the day. So that's a nice chiluk between the two cases. Mechadush HaRitva, Ervin Lamites Amar Aleph, he writes a different svara. Mashrotim Lachem Rodekem Shizchila Bo Al Das, Shiyah Yom Tov Min HaTorah, Shiyah Bo Eidim Kodem HaMincha, Vagam Shiru Zedim Min HaTorah, Shiyah Yuchol Nekachay, Yinichu B'Kdusha Su Kilu Yom Tov Vasu Yom HaShayni Ki Yom HaRichta. Tzotun L'Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Kem Shemin HaDin Haya, Horoi Lios Yom Tov Min HaTorah, El Shinit En Rishus, Lebeiz Din Litchois, Yesh Lebeiz Din Koyach Lansis, Dar Vatsa Shinim Olo Adesh, Yom Tov Vorsam Ksiv, Vilo Vav, Atem Afilu Mezitim, Kwan Shikasav, Shulchan Aruch HaRav Shem. In other words, there, the reason they made the whole day holy is because Min HaDin was Roy Li Osiyom Kodesh Min HaTorah. If Eidim would have come, then the whole thing would have been holy. Taka Eidim, a lot of times they came after Mincha, and therefore it's right to be holy. So Mamela, we made it holy. And Bezin has the koach to do that. At Tam Afilu Mezidim, you can decide when the new month is. So they can make this day holy. You have Eidim who came and they saw the Mola. So since you have Eidim who came and saw the Mola, so this day is royal to be holy. Since it's royal to be holy, they made it holy. Now they didn't accept the Eidim. But that doesn't apply in our case. Maybe it's not holy. No, that doesn't apply in our case. So here, you can take a stop in the middle of the day. There we don't stop in the middle of the day. Why? Because it was royal to be holy the whole day. Zayda might come after Mincha. But here, where you don't have that reason, he decided in the middle of the day to become a Ben Eretz Yisrael. So he's no longer a Shaykh to Chutz La'aretz, so Mimele he can keep only part of the day holy. So first we have that you can't stop. Because once you started, once it's partly holy, then the whole thing is holy, and you can't say that it's not like you can't compare it to the case of the Eidim coming, and they're the only reason we say to continue the Kedusha is Mechsha Zilzel. It's Masha without the Mechsha Zilzel the next year. You'd be able to stop in the middle, so here also you can stop in the middle. So we rejected that, because there you can stop in the middle because he was never holy in the first place, but he was holy in the first place. And now we're saying that the reason it's the holiness continues when Eidim come in a Mincha L'mala is because it's Roy Leos Kodesh. That's why the holiness continues. But here, it's not Roy Leos Kodesh anymore because he's a now Ben Chutz La'aretz, and maybe he can stop in the middle. Now, we have another issue, and that is an issue of Bracha Levatala. What's the issue of Bracha Levatala? He made Kiddush last night. What are you going to do with his Kiddush? Bracha Levatala, he daven Yom Tov. Bracha Levatala. There's a famous Ritva in Chulin that if you wash the Til Sidayim and then you change your mind, you're totally cool, even if you don't want to eat bread. Because B'Shas Maisa, what he did was Beseder. So here also, B'Shas Maisa, when he did was Beseder. He made his He did all that, did the yontif. It was really yontif, so everything is cool. No bracha batala. B'shas ma'isa, did what he was supposed to be doing. We could say no. You say, Shekhar Shana Sanat this time, you wash the hands. So you did the Natila correctly. And said, Nisach HaBaruch, he didn't eat bread, but he said, Nisach HaBaruch, there's no bracha l'batala. Shekhar Shana Yat of the Gamra, La Baruch HaSan Natila, Shalav HaBaruch. That's what the Ritva says. And said, Nisach HaBaruch, Sanat this time, he's Naito. But here, he's being Makadish the whole day. And it turns out, it really, the whole day is in Yom Tov. No Yom Tov l'chatzi yom. So if he wasn't Shomer Yom Tov, there's no Yom Tov, there's no proper Yom Tov. Maybe the brachas will tell him. In the chuvus of the Chalas Yoyer, Bachrach is mistapik. Kishinodu lasanos v'amar neinu. Raga chidur nidur. Imir sinir rachol batalos. He made a neder to fast. He said aneinu. Then his matir the neder is aneinu levatol. So he says tainis yirala from the base. They write mutu l'amar neinu b'shachris lechashin amaymas shalei sayin taniso. So when ikra shakrin can she daiti lasanos. He allowed to say aneinu and shachris. Ran Choshish for Oynes, but he's not going to finish the Tainis. He's not called the Shakran, since he had Vidas, the Messiah and the Tainis. So that name was not Levatala. If he eats, B'shas Maisi, he did what he was supposed to do. Shuvas Nefesh Chaya, Yerodes, Mitzari Aleph, brings from Agoyin Kodesh, Rav Avram, Mitzchechanov, to ask, how could he do She'el, Shaila, and Nechala, that he was Mafresh? He's over in Loisisa. Masha Asa Baruch Ala Pe'ala Afrosh Eschala. How could it be Shoyal and the Chala that he was Mafresh? He's Mafresh Chala, and then he goes to a Chacham and he uproots that first. Bracha Levatala, Lasisa. There's a famous Chasim Sofer. This is not a Bracha Levatala. Why? Because he's making a Bracha, that's what he's supposed to be doing. And a Bracha includes within it the fact that he's allowed to be Shoyal later. It's also part of the Bracha. He's Mashir Koch Lishal. Which Bracha was Mitzav al HaFresh, Al Daza, that he could be Shoyal afterwards. So here too, our fellow who comes there, it's Israel, and he davens Yantav Dik, makes Kiddush. So B'shas Maisa, he was doing what he was supposed to be doing. And davening Yantav includes within it, he's allowed to decide to become a Ben Eretz Israel. So Memeila, it's not going to be a Bracha L'Batala. But you can be mechalik, and you can say that no. When it comes to making to be mafresh truma, that's part of the din. That's part of it's a package deal. Your mafresh truma is a maisus, and you make a bracha, and it goes with it that you might be shoal. But when you start keeping yom tov sheni, that's not part of the deal that you're going to switch in the middle. You're keeping yom tov sheni to keep the whole yom tov sheni. Therefore, maybe your bracha is rule of atela. It's not part of your Kiddush. On the other hand, you can say that you're right, it's not part of the Kiddush, that he's going to be able to uproot later and make it not Yom Tov. But from when is he Mevatel the Yom Tov? He's not Mevatel the Yom Tov of Mafreya. When it comes to Afrosh Eschala, he's Mevatel the whole thing. And yet we still say the bracha is not levatala. Here he's not mevatel the whole thing. Here, when it was yantif, and now it's not yantif anymore. It's not like he was mevatel the whole thing. It's not a bracha levatel, he didn't do anything wrong. We see in the Gemara in Pesachim on 2b, where do we find when it says that Me Masai Yudal Rasi Vasiyas Malacha? Loza Ben Yankiv says either from night or from Alas Yishachar. And Rabbi Huda says from Nates. As we ask this Rabbi Huda, where do we find the day that's partly Aser Vissius Melech and partly Mutter? That's a different case. That's talking about where you're not knowing to do Melech on Erev Pesach. They weren't knowing in a minute like this that's part of the day yes and part of the day no. Before Nates, you're allowed to do Melech. After Nates, you're not allowed to do Melech. The Nidon Nidan is a reason to be Matir, because it's not Yom Tifrem anymore. In other words, Chazal didn't make a set takana that you're going to have part of the day. We don't have any time in Chazal. Part of the day is holy, part of the day isn't. But in this scenario, where he changed his mind, then it would work. If you have a svara, like Tosis themselves say, like Le'ochal Adam and Mincha Malam Mishum Te'avon, so that starts in the middle of the day. And that's fine, because there's a svara. So here also there's a svara to say that he can stop keeping Yamtif. What are we going to do about Havdalah? So you can say, since he was Mafsik the Yamtif, he's Chayiv in Havdalah. But there's no Hechrech to say that, because the Rambam says Shabbos 29:1. It says Siman Atole Kadosh is the Shabbos Kedvarim. Zechus Yom Shabbos LeKadoshay. Tomer Zechreu Zechira Shevach BeKiddush. Zechus Zechreu BeKnisasu VeYitziasu BeKnisasu BeKiddush Hayom VeYitziasu BeHavdala. You see that Havdala b'Shabbos is midin Kiddush. After Mekadesh Shabbos by saying Kiddush and Havdala. This way you show the Kiddush of Shabbos. And therefore it's Muvdal. The Rambam writes, just like in Mekadesh and Mil Shabbos and Mavdil, so to Yomtiv. Havdalah and Yomtiv is Midin Kiddush. So according to that, we can say that there's no Chiv Havdalah and Yomtiv unless he does a complete Yomtiv. So then he's obligated to be Mavdil this holy day from the days of Chol. But in our case, when he's Mavsik Yomtiv Ben Sayyom, maybe it's not shaykh to be Mekadesh Echatzi Yom. I don't have a Kiddush. Yom Tov is Medin Kiddush. Havdol is Medin Kiddush. This is going to be Mekadesh Echatzi Yom. Let's say a person knows when Yom Tov comes in that he's not going to be keeping. He's going to change his mind in the middle. In the meantime, he hasn't changed his mind. But he knows, or he's almost sure something's going to happen that's going to make him change his mind, and he's going to decide to stay. So Mestami shouldn't make Kiddush. Because he can't be Mekadesh part of the day. So too, when you make Havdalah, you don't make Havdalah on part of the day. We can say, yeah, you do make Havdalah. Because you still have Yom Tov Rishon. Remember, he's keeping Yom Tov Sheni. What about Yom Tov Rishon? Then we get into the Machlekes Aposkim. If you were in Mavdi Al-Motzi Yom Tov, if you could do it the next day. 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Shabbos, you have 3 days, and machlokas if you do by Yom Tov. Mitzad Yom Tov Sheni, maybe you're patur from Avdala. Mitzad Yom Tov Rishon, it's not so posh you can make Avdala the next day. So assuming you're allowed to change your mind in the middle, let's say a person changes his mind in the middle of Hallel. So this is discussed by Gaon Rav Avraham Ginuchovsky's Tzal. There's something very interesting. Let's say it's the first day of Chol HaMoed, and you have three people, and they're all saying different Hallels. Because you have a Ben Eretz Yisrael, he's saying Chatzi Hallel. You have a Ben Chutz La'aretz, an Eretz Yisrael, he's saying a Hallel Sholem. And then you have the Ben Chutz La'aretz, let's say another one, he changed his mind in the middle of Hallel. So he started saying Hallel, Hallel Shalim. He said Lo Lanu. And then by the time he got to Ahavti, he already decided he wants to make Aliyah. So in such a case, not a half a Hallel. He would say 2/3 of a Hallel. Meaning, he would skip that other keta. Instead of saying, normally we skip Ben Eretz Yisrael, skips both ketayim, he skips the Lanu and Ahavti. And here he's skipping one out of the two. It's not a whole hallow, not a half hallow. It's in the middle. That's very interesting. Now let's say the Ben Chutz La'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael, on Isruchav, on the last day, 8th day, and he decides in the middle of Hallel to say in Eretz Yisrael. So he has to stop Hallel. And then his bracha is going to be a bracha of Atala. And you can't compare it to the ritva we said before, because the ritva we said before, he did it Davar Shalem, when he said Al-Til Sidai. When a person was Ba'afr Shalem, he did it Davar Shalem. But here, he's in the middle of Hallel. It's not a Davar Shalem, it's like what the Chida writes. And according to the Bahag, that Sfira Sahim is Makkah, you have to count every day. If you missed one day, the earlier bracha is Rola Vatala, so you had the bracha preparing to be the Vatala. Now, if the person decides to remain in Eretz Yisrael and Nisruchad, after he finishes Hallel, but he didn't say the last bracha, does he still make the bracha or not? That's telling the Shaila, if somebody said Hallel and he finished with Shkia, does he say the bracha l'achareah? In other words, what's pshat in the bracha after Hallel? Is it mikufa Hallel? And if it's mikufa Hallel, it's already shki, you can't say it anymore. And in our case, if it's mikufa Hallel, he decided that he's going to stay in Eretz Yisrael, he's not chayv in Hallel, so he shouldn't say it. If it's part and parcel of Hallel. Or no. Maybe it's a bracha that you say after you said Hallel. In the mail, if it's a bracha that you say Hallel, you can say it after shkia. And this person who decided to stay in Eretz Yisrael, he can say it. The bracha he's saying out, you say after Hallel. Now let's say you have a Ben Eretz Yisrael who's in Chutz La'aretz on the first day of Chol HaMoed. And he decides, he loves it there. He's staying. In the middle of Hallel, he decides. So in the middle of Hallel, he's mischayv b'Hallel Shalom. So if he skipped, he skips Lo Lanu, he has to go back. Say it again. And if he finishes the whole Hallel, he has to say it again with the bracha. That's assuming that if we say that he's still in the middle of Hallel, he can go back to Lo Lanu. That's assuming that the first part he said counts, even though the first part he said was Al Das, that he's a Ben Eretz Yisrael. So he's saying it Al Tchatzi Hallel. Now he's saying it Al Tal Shal, maybe it doesn't count. That's telling the Shaila, in Chol HaMoed Pesach, can a Ben Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz be Motzi Ben Chutz La'aretz? Are they considered as if they're saying the same Hallel? And the parts that you skip, the Ben Chutz La'aretz will say on his own. See in the Yerushalmi Sikha Perakim Halacha Yad Halach Gufei chetzi amir chetzi b'shmi. That's the shaylik. In the howl he said, Al t'b'nei Eretz Yisrael, motzi him for chutz la'aretz. So does it help to go back to the part that he skipped? Or no, maybe he has to start all over again. Is it mutter for Ben Chutz La'aretz to ask a Ben Eretz Yisrael to do malacha for him? In Eretz Yisrael. So it's a machlokas haposkim. Maybe it's mutter. Because Tosefes Shabbos, you're allowed to ask somebody who didn't accept Tosefes Shabbos. Because B'didei Kal Yemotzei, if I didn't want to accept Tosefes Shabbos, I didn't have to. Since it was up to me, I can ask somebody to do malacha for me. So you're also, I can ask the Git to do malacha for me in Eretz Yisrael, because I can ask you to do malacha in Eretz because I have the option myself of staying in Eretz Yisrael, and I can become a Ben Eretz Yisrael. Hashem came to Chutz La'aretz. If you're in a place, anyway, if you're a Makom Yishuv, anyway, even if Ben Eretz Yisrael is not a Lub Malacha, but if you're not in a Makom of Yishuv of Jews, in Chutz La'aretz, you're in a faraway place, and there are no Bnei Chutz La'aretz there, so you're allowed to do Malacha Ben Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz and Yom Tov Sheni, and if Ben Chutz La'aretz is there, so it's a Makom not of Yishuv of Bnei Chutz La'aretz, but there's one Ben Chutz La'aretz who happens to be there, and he wants the Ben Eretz Yisrael to do Malacha for him. Apparently he can't, because here the Ben Chutz La'aretz doesn't have the option of coming there. So it's true like that. Moshe says that the whole nidon is we're talking about here is when you're already in Eretz Yisrael and you're in Chutz La'aretz. But if you're in Eretz Yisrael and you decide on Yom Tov to move to Chutz La'aretz or vice versa, it doesn't work. That you can't do. You have to be in that place. And what about the Aleph Yavo? What about the Aleph Yavo? Do you say Aleph Yavo? Do you not say Aleph Yavo? In other words, he eats his meal, and then he decides he wants to stay in Eretz Yisrael. So when he ate his meal, he was Ben Chutz La'aretz. Now he's Ben Eretz Yisrael. So l'chaira, you should say Aleph Yavo. Why? Because you go bus with Chilas Suda. Even when it gets dark, right? We say Aleph Yavo. When you ate the Suda when it was still Shabbos Yantiv, you follow the beginning of the Suda. Not now. Also, after Shabbos Memishta, you follow the beginning of the Suda. In theory. So that's a discussion in the Shari Tshuva and Simchot Pei Ches, Sifkot Ches, about the Sheva Brachos. Gilui Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Nezer, Simchot Samach Beis. And there's a Tshuva about it in the Minchas Eluzer. Simen Chela Gimel, Simen and Tes, the end of the Simen there. There he talks about coming to Eretz Yisrael in the middle of the day, on the ship. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky was asked, he says, it's like if you passed over the Kaaba Tarikh, the international dateline. So if you're in one place that it's Friday and you pass the international dateline and it's Shabbos, don't you show it's Shabbos? Or based on the place. So it's an interesting shaila here. What would be a din if somebody wants to, he decides, you know what, I'm making Aliyah, I'm staying in Israel. Seder, staying in Israel. It's Yom Tov is over. And then an hour later he goes, you know what? I'm going back to Chutz La'aretz. It's too much. Sadly, I think it's too scary. Can it become Yom Tov again for him? To kill it close to Kishayim. So as I mentioned, there's a lot of discussion about this in the poskim. And this shaila was Chazanish, center of Chaim Ozer in Vilna. asked the Chazon Ish. Rav Shach was there at the time, but we don't have a record of what Rav Chaim Weizer answered, unfortunately. Pretty awesome if we did. Also, maybe we could be mitzarit the das of the Chacham Tzvi. He says, anyway, if you're an Eretz Yisrael, you keep one day. But I heard a story about the Chabina Rav. Chabina Rav told somebody, Dafka Fakert, not to be Mekel, Bayam Tavsheni, because the Zionists want to say that's the Gula, that's it. We're all B'nai Eretz Yisrael. There's no more Chutzlaretz. We're finished. So we're not. That's not our group. Dafka, you shouldn't be Mekel. It's also the story they tell about Rav Kook, Fakert. Somebody said, what, should he keep one or 2 days? He has He has intention to return to Chutz La'aretz. So the cook says, you call that das? That's not das. Go back to Chutz La'aretz is das. So, anyway, different perspective. And a very, very fascinating shayla, kfi shamalti. And Baruch Hashem, Rizaycha, something very interesting. And again, I hope to, I photocopied the tshuva of the Heilige Michas HaLuzer, so I hope to learn that publicly. You can listen to that. I hope to get there. Very interesting. And we should be zelcha l'omod u'lam v'lishma v'las l'kaim z'kol divrei salma tarasa v'yahava. All right. I also want to mention that there's a very important, Reb Elchanan talks about this. Reb Elchanan in the Kovetz Shiurim. He writes, Habal Eretz Yisrael, this is in Beitza, Anos Tazayin. Habal Eretz Yisrael, Shalom Anas Lachzor, B'Yom Tov Echad, Pshita Patim Yom Beis. As if you came on Yom Tov Rishon, Eretz Yisrael, Shalom Anas Lachzor, in order to stay, you're Patim from the second day. Because before the second day, you're right in Eretz Yisrael. But if you're Nichnas L'Eretz Yisrael, B'Yom Beis, Shal Golias, so betchilas hayoyim, it was you're in Chutz La'aretz still. So it could be once you're ready chayv in Yom Tov Sheni, that's it. Can't go eis Yom Tov Sheni. It's talking about coming into Eretz Yisrael. Something that apply to change your status in your mind. Once you're mischayv betchilas hayoyim, you're chayv. You can look there, and there's also a Betzel HaChochma, Chelek Aleph, Simen and Bey, Simen and Gimel. He talks about the Shaila and brings a raya that you can have in the Gemara in Yavam, Staf Lamed Gimel. Then Yazar Shishimesh B'Shabbos, we want to find where's the Yisra Shabbos and Yazar has come Ka'achas. And the answer is when he becomes Bar Mitzvah, he brings Shtei Sirets on Shabbos. You see that Shmir Shabbos can be Chol B'Emtzayom. There's another raya. Marantina says that when you start a fast, you finish it off. Even though the cholah was misrapi, you still finish it. So you see that you don't cut it off in the middle. It could be there. It's different because there it's an inyan of tefillah once you're ready davening. So then you don't stop that in the middle. Also brings a raya from a Yerushalmi. That it says there that it's determined when you read the Megillah that you can be a Ben Krach if you're in an year, you can be a Ben Krach if you're in the year and the night of Yadalit. But once Heira Mizrach, once comes the morning of Yadalit, you become a Ben Ir, even if you're planning to move to the Krach. She says, oh, it's all Nikva, it's all established based on the Heira Mizrach. Would that mean Gershon is Gayer La'achosh Heira Mizrach is going to be Pater from reading the Megillah? Le'echoliot. Zayin Nira. So you see that a ger is misguided and becomes chayiv in the middle of the day. Magen Avraham says in Reish Siman Tav Reish Pei Zayin that a ger was misgayer before Netzach Chama as part of Kriyas Megillah. Because we Kriyas Halayla, Vikra Mitzvah B'Yayim. So, if he was misgayer before Netz, he's cool. He can just read during the day and he's fine. So the question is, why doesn't he say B'Pshitos that once the beginning of the night, Chilas Halayla, he was a guy? So now he's completely pater. The answer is no. He could become chayiv in the middle. Just since the Iker Kriya is by day, so he's not chayiv in the night reading. But we see in the Karban Eidah that if he's Miskayer after Achar Hera Mizrach, he's going to be chayiv, even though when the day started he was still a guy. So he's only chayiv part of the day, al tzu. And the same thing if he's Miskayer at night. So he doesn't have to read at night according to Magen Rambam, but he has to read the next day. Even though B'Shas, when Perms came in, he was a guy. And let's say you have a ger who's misgayer on Shabbos. I think it's the ger who's not misgayer on Shabbos, but the ger is chal. So the chora, he has to, when the moment he converts, he has to keep Shabbos. So you can look in the tshuva of the Betzel HaChochma. It's some very interesting tshuvas. Koponim, that's our offering for now. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.